Atheists, should they use the word immoral?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie, Evolution.
You know, it's a real problem when atheists use words like immoral. I remember the time during a radio talk show, after I'd answered a question about Cain's wife, an atheist called in. He said, "Well, if you believe close relatives like brothers and sisters married originally, then that's immoral." I had just explained that all humans are related and that people who get married marry their relative. Today, we don't marry close relatives, which was allowed before Moses. I replied, "Well, if you're an atheist, you don't believe there could be such a thing as absolute authority, right?" He agreed. I then said, "So that means everyone has a right to their own opinions, correct?" He agreed with that also. I then said, "Well, you can't label anyone immoral because you're an atheist." He got the point. As an atheist, he logically can't impose what he determines is right or wrong on anyone else. Ultimately, it's only the Christian who can talk about absolutes such as good and bad because we have an absolute authority, the Creator God of the Bible.
Ken Ham has written a fascinating article on what the fossils around the world tell us about the accuracy of the Bible. His intriguing piece is in our current issue of Answers Magazine. We'd be happy to send you a sample issue for your donation of any amount today. Call toll-free at 888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web at answersoffer.org.